Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. Today we'll be talking about holiness, the spirit of holiness. And so before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you are going to do on this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for meeting us here in this place one more time, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your wondrous work, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you for being on top of the ground and the ground not on top of me for another wonderful birthday today. So I give God the praise today and I give him the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, and anybody that would like to call in, feel free, the spirit of holiness. You know, God would never tell you to be holy without giving you the help you need to make you that way in our own power and wisdom. It's impossible for us to understand and live out the concept of holiness. Yet God is holy and demands that his people be holy too. The wonderful news is that we can begin holy living at any moment. The blood of Jesus Christ truly cleanses us all sin and restores our relationship with God. So some of our tag words we'll be using today is holiness, transparent, and restored. You know, we all have heard the expression, holy than thou. You hear people saying that all the time. They call you holy roly. You know, these people and this pre-judgment comments have made the world holy, the words holy and holiness quite unpopular in recent times. However, holiness is actually a wonderful word. You know, holiness denotes separation from everything ceremoniously impure. It was normally used to describe the priesthood and everything involved with worship. Because God is distinct from everything common, he demands that nothing common or impure the worship of him. You know, Jesus affirmed this destinate nature of God when he taught his disciples to pray in a way that the Father's name might be esteemed for what it is. Hallowed, mean holy by thy name. In the book of Revelation, the Father's moral perfection is exalted with the threefold as scripture of holiness, borrowing from Isaiah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. You'll find that in Revelation 4 and 8. You know, similarly, the holiness of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is asserted in the New Testament. You know, the writer of Hebrews 7 and 26 and John and Revelation 3 and 7 ascribe holiness to both the Father and the Son. Since the Spirit comes from God, disclose his holy character and is the dynamite of God's holy purpose in the world. He also is absolutely holy. Common title, Holy Spirit, emphasizes the perfection of a third person of the Godhead. And when you talk about holy and holiness, you know, you think about the beauty of holiness. When you're talking about holiness, you think about the highway of holiness. When you're talking about holiness, you think about partaker of his holiness. You know, when you think about holiness, you think of the splendor of his holiness. When you talk about holiness, you are sworn by my holiness, the way of holiness. And you know, when we're talking about holy, 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 you think about all the holy ones in the Word of God. Also, in the Word of God, it says, baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And you're talking about baptize, be holy. We're talking about the spirit of holiness and holy today. You know, he wants us to be holy. Bless his holy name. You'll find that in Scripture. Commune of the Holy Spirit. I'm just dropping some nuggets into your spirit this morning on holy, 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 and holiness. You know, counsel of the Holy One, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy. You know, it lists about the different gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you know, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. You think about holy and unholy. You think about the holy assembly, the holy child Jesus, the holy city that you want to go to one day. You want to think about the holy convocation, the holy covenant. I'm just dropping some things about holy in your spirit this morning. The holy grounds, the holy hill. Holy is his name. Oh, my. Nothing can be more holy than the name of Jesus. Some people greet you with a holy kiss. The holy land that you see on TV, on TBN and different other religious stations, they're talking about the holy land. They talk about in the Word of God the holy mountains. They talk about the holy nation, the Holy One of God, the Holy One of Israel, the holy place, the holy servant Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of promise. The Bible is filled with promises, which is holy, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Holy Temple is a temple that's holy. Holy to the Lord. Oh, my, my, my. Holy way. I am holy. Joy of the Holy Spirit. You know you can have that joy in the Holy Spirit. Don't walk with your head down. Walk with your head up. Walk knowing Jesus is with you every step of the way. He's telling you to keep it holy. He wants you to keep it holy. Just 1 minute. Sorry, you all had a call coming in. We have that holy place. When you think about that holy place, my, 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 my. Don't you want to be in a holy place one day? Around God's throne? That holy place? Oh, my, 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 my. When you think about the holy way, I am holy. Keep it holy. You know, like they say, to keep the Sabbath holy. The law of God put is holy. You can't lie to the Holy Spirit. You see what happened to Sapphira and her husband when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Lord is in his holy temple. You know, we have songs. We read the Word of God in it. Ministering in the Holy Spirit. Most holy place. He wants you to pray in the Holy Spirit. Promise of the Holy Spirit. I'm just giving you some nuggets today about the Holy Spirit. Receiving the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask him, you want to receive the Holy Spirit? Just talk to your Father and tell him, I want the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You want to receive the Holy Spirit. You want to be renewed of the Holy Spirit. You want the Holy Spirit. You don't want God to take his Holy Spirit from you at all. The holy child of Jesus. Your holy servant, Jesus. Zion, my holy hill. When you start thinking about, I'm just putting all these nuggets into your spirit right now. I'm going to put some music on because a call is coming through, and I'll be right back. Carla, you're not on the air. Area code 832-689. Can you hear me, Carla? Hello? Okay, then. I thought the caller. Oh, let me bring that caller on. Okay. Okay, Carla, you are on the air. I'm sorry. I thought I had pushed the button for you. Carla, you're not on the air. The caller from area code 832-689 would like to say something.
I'm sorry, Overseer. I didn't know you had really gotten it because you were on your other call. Yes, this is Kyle's on the line. And
yes, ma'am.
I was just, you had such a beautiful subject on this morning, talking about holiness. And I can remember when I was growing up how they used to call me a holy roller. And a lot of us young ladies, when we were in the church, they called us holy rollers. It's really not that they were making fun of us, but they did see a difference in our lives. And when we say that we are holy, there is supposed to be a difference. And when you used the word transparent, I said, now, oh, my God, now that says a lot right there. Because when you're transparent, people should be able to see through you and see that you are what you say you are. And if you say you are holy, you act holy. But when you're transparent, people can see through a lot of things by the way you act and the thing you do. And they make sat back and look at you, and you may say something that you shouldn't say, and they hear that. They said, I thought she was holy. You know, according to what they tell me holiness is, you know, a dedicated, consecrated person, somebody that's clean, those things should not be coming out of her mouth, you know. And so being holy says a lot. Now, yes, the word of God did say, be ye holy, for I am holy. But when we are crooked and when we are corrupt and when we're doing all things that's not Christ-like, there's a question mark there about your holiness, because that is not becoming to a Christian. So what you're talking about this morning says a lot, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on and enjoying it, because, you know, I usually ask the Lord, what can I speak on from week to week? And last week, that dropped in my spirit before I got off the finished signing out on the spirit of holiness, because if you look around, even in your neighborhood, since the buildings are closed, how many people are really living holy nowadays? How many people are really following the rules, the law of the Lord? Not just the law of the land, but the law of the Lord. And like you said, Carla, it's people used to call us holy roller because they say we're in the church 7 days a week, or we doing this and that. But God called us to be holy. If we as holy women and men of God would go out like he want us, commission us to go out and bring lost souls in. Is somebody out there watching what we're doing this very day to see, are we amplifying who we say we are? If we say we are holy, we'll say we are a Christian. It's not religion. And not, it's being doing the work of God and living holy. That means we're not out there drinking. We're not out there cursing. We're not out there fighting. We're not starting no brawl. We're not out there tending to our neighbor business. But we're living as sanctified believers in Christ Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, and they could also tell us, they could tell us by our dress code, too.
That's right. We're not to, you know, I know it say dress in modest apparel. And like for myself, I know I like to dress nice. I like to have, especially when I'm going to the body of Christ, I like to have a hat on, some like glove. Because you don't, on the side, but you don't dress the same way you dress every day going to work. It's a difference. It's a standard. You're going to have your Bible with you. I know everybody want to use the little tablets now or the telephone, but they're going to have to go back to basics. Because when you don't have service on your phone to pull up the Bible, what are you going to do? When you don't have service on that tablet, what are you going to do? When you go back to basic, what God gave us to study by. Because a lot of reference scriptures we be needing is not all the time on your cell phone. It's not on your tablet. You're going to have to pick up some of them and really go to studying and see what thus said the Lord. Ooh, you know, I thank God for you coming on and sharing. And I hope more people will come on or they will listen to this broadcast later today or tonight or maybe one day this week and stir them back to the right direction of holiness. He want to restore his people. Right now, all this going on, the pandemic, the plague now with the water, the fire, people to see, he wants you to come back to him, not to world, but to him. And people are not doing that. They're doing everything but coming back to Jesus.
And Overseer, I look at the president. Remember when he got in front of this church and he held up the Bible? And I was looking on the Bible, and you know the front of the Bible says holy, and on the back of it, it says nothing. And if he had it on the back, that was nothing. And so they used to always tell us, it's holiness or nothing.
Hey.
So we've got to go to the Word. Now you have it from there. That's all I got. You have it from there.
Yes, ma'am. It means holiness or hell. You either going to be right on God's side or you're going to be on the devil's side with hell on the other side.
That's
my.
Yes.
You're right on it this morning. Give God the praise this morning.
Jesus.
Because I'm trying to wake up America, the country.
Yes.
You got to go back to your roots. You was raised up in the church in a building, true enough. But your false parents taught you the word of God. Even when they couldn't read that much, they sent you to school. So you can tell me, what is that Bible saying? And I can remember who in my family, and today is my birthday, which make me remember more how my great-grand, she was blind. But you missed a word in that Bible, she'll tell you. She said, go back, baby. You missed some words in that Bible. And she couldn't even see no more. But she knew what that Bible said. It was telling you holiness or hell. You either gonna live right on this side or you found it on the other side.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Men are we trying to get people to realize it's time to turn from all this wicked stuff. It's time out for lying to people. It's time out for backbiting the people. It's time out for not speaking to one another because you didn't like what that one said. Because they was telling you what's right. You want to continue on living in sin. But don't you know, even in the last days right now, you got to come about us. It's holiness or hell, one or the other.
Yes.
So you got to make up your mind. Everybody running to Chronicles 7 and 14. Everybody running now to Psalms 91.
Mm-hmm.
And all these
they're
picking out one particular scripture that they want. We got to have all these scriptures. But he telling you, humble yourself. Turn. I mean, you got to turn your wicked ways. Then you can hear from heaven. But you don't want to turn. You want to continue on doing what you were doing 10 and 15 years ago that didn't get you nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means it's out for playing with the Lord. God is sick and tired of y'all saying, I don't mean just y'all on the line, but, you know, in general. He's tired of the people saying, I'm holy. Well, how you going to be in the ballroom drinking from sun up to sundown, and when church service start, you in there, don't know now scripture.
That's right.
You didn't go before the Lord and repent and turn from your wicked ways. So how you,
well,
you know, you got you can't play with the Lord like that.
Right.
You got to come clean. Go ahead.
That's right. So they would, and you brought that up, they would be in the bars and dancing and drinking and getting drunk on Saturday night and come to church on Sunday morning, sing in the choir, would get happy. And you have people sitting out in the audience that may not know the Lord. And they say, well, I saw that person, and instead of drawing the people to the church, we're sending them away from the church. And that's why we have to be careful with our lives, because you don't know who is watching you. So wherever you go, you need to be holy and let your light shine, because people are watching you. They watch what you do, and they watch what you say. So being holy, when you say you are holy, you're saying a lot.
You know, in the New Testament, holiness was a characteristic of Christ's church. The Apostle Paul taught that Christ loved the church and died for it, that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. You'll find that in Ephesians 5:26. You know, Peter addressed the church as a holy people. And language, borrowing from the Old Testament, separated the unbelieving nation, and consecrated to the Lord, the church is a holy nation.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. You know, but the New Testament so often, you know, discuss holiness in relation to individual Christians.
That's
believing
right.
in Christ are frequently designated as saints. Literally meaning holy ones, because through faith, God justifies sinners, pronouncing them holy in his sight. However, the Lord who freely declared a person righteous through faith in Christ command that the Holy Spirit resource to enable Christians to be partakers of the divine nature. Thus, our journey as believers is one of holiness, learning about and become more like Jesus and casting off any unclean or any impure impediment in working the way of Christ. Today, our broadcast was on the spirit of holiness. The blood of Jesus Christ truly cleanses us from all sin. But we got to want to be cleansed. We got to go to God and say, God, I want to be cleansed of every sin that he set me. I want to be restored. from the foundation of the world. I want to be restored, God. That's what we're going to have to tell God. I want to turn from ways so I can hear from heaven. I can't hear from heaven doing everything under the sun that's not right. I got to get it right before God. So that means turning from my wicked ways. My.
And if I could just inject one other thing that I would like for you to speak on. We know Hebrews 12 and 14 says, follow peace with all men, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. We got a lot of people that saying we're holy, but they're not peaceful, and they don't have peace with men. They want to cause confusion, but they're peaceful. But they're saying they're peaceful and that they're holy. The Bible said, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. And if you're holy, you're going to, the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours.
So, yes, ma'am. That was Hebrews 12 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Mm-hmm. Follow peace with all men. We want to, we want people to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive them. You know,
we want to do.
Well, you're supposed to forgive me, but you can't forgive me. Amen. We're supposed to keep a forgiving spirit in our heart, and so are you. The Bible asks us. I mean, you know, they asked Jesus, how many times are you supposed to forgive? You know, they thought just that one time, but he said, nope, got to go back.
That's right. Oh, praise. I thank you, caller, for coming on today. I'm glad I had a topic you could share with me today. And I will inject Hebrews 12 and 14 on another topic, probably for next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give God the praise. And on the 13th of October, I will be bringing a broadcast on Facebook at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So I think it's in my spirit where I might be talking about holiness a little bit more.
That sounds good. That's a good topic.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank you all for all of you all that came on today that made this show possible. I went over my time. I only did 30 minutes today because, you know, I've been everything ready, and you can give me a call. Call her when I get off the air. And I really thank you for coming on today. And all my callers from all different parts of the United States, I thank you all. But remember, holiness, transparent, and restored. God want to do all those things for you all that may be out there in computer land, radio land, TV land, media land, whatever way you are. Holiness is right. And time is winding up. It's not long as it has been. So that means we all got to get it right. We all got to pull all them skeletons out the closet and get it right before God. You know you have been doing something right? Get it right before God. So today I want to thank everyone that came to my broadcast today. And you know today my birthday, so I'm trying to decide what I want to do today for my birthday. So to God be
happy
the glory.
Birthday.
Well, thank you so much, Carla. Thank you, thank you. And so I'll close this up. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day, for the topic that we had today. Thank you for the caller that shared, dear Heavenly Father, on this day, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory today, dear Heavenly Father. Let me continue walking in holiness, dear Heavenly Father, and being holy, dear Heavenly Father, not just out of my mouth, but doing what the Word of God say, walking in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, from the crown of my head to the tippy toes of my toes, dear Heavenly Father. Just saturate me, restore me, dear Heavenly Father, to where I should be, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I give you the praise and the honor today. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. You all stay tuned for next week to another exciting topic. God have already done give me a topic I can have for next week. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. I want you all to have a wonderful and a beautiful week. And until next week, you know my little topic I always say. It's not in the Bible. It's my cliche. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And so until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.